to another episode. The Level Up Show Podcast is here to rock your ass. We talk video games, present, future, and past. We'll talk about the news that we claim recently. You'll find us on Twitter at TLUFB. We're TLUFB!
Hello, everybody. Welcome to this week's edition of the Level Up Show podcast. It's episode 297. It's a lot of those. We're here. Ryan is here. Ryan, hello. The man, the myth, the legend. I think you have more rings than Chris Paul at this point, right? You got more rings on your finger than Chris Paul does?
I don't know if I own any rings. I wear like zero accessories of any kind.
Well, I guess you're on the same level as Chris Paul, I guess we could say, which is to say, no rings for Chris Paul, no rings for the Sun. By the way, I'm Derek. Let's talk about it. Your Phoenix Suns.
Don't think I could have scored more points than him though in that game.
Shit the bed.
Yeah, I don't get it. Like Booker, a pretty young dude. He should be putting up at least 20. Like not under 20 in a game 7. Like, yeah. I don't understand that.
It seemed like the Suns, we're talking about the NBA playoffs here, it would be the quarterfinals, I suppose, last week sometime. Suns, the number one team in the league, right? Best team in the league across the board. And they just didn't look like it. Yes, in wins. In win column necessary. They did not look it at all.
Yeah, I guess the NBA season is a long one, not as long as baseball. And I know that like they necessarily were not the best team overall, because I felt like a lot of the Warriors were hurt during the season, or they just took time off. I feel like the Warriors are better than the Suns. But I was looking forward to that matchup of the Warriors and the Suns, and
why wouldn't you be?
Not happening.
No.
Not
happening. I had the Warriors and the Bucks were my two going into the finals. So I still have one of the teams that I picked. The Bucks got bounced also by the Celtics, which was kind of gnarly. Devontae Booker, who should be a stud, just bricking all the shots that game. They couldn't hit anything to save their lives. It was impressive how bad it was. Right? Like, that was kind of nuts.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, and then, like, it gets to, like, I didn't get a chance to watch the game, but, like, hopefully they were at least physical, like, on Luka, not just letting him do whatever he wanted, which I'm guessing he probably did.
I think it was kind of defeating once they were up by, 20, 30 points. No one really seemed to try to do much of anything.
Yeah. I just don't understand Chris Paul, or like why he is still a guy for them, because he's so old, and he did it for Houston. He just disappeared when he was younger, and he did it for the Suns.
He also did it for the Clippers.
Yeah. So
I mean, they had a great team on the Clippers. That Clippers team was great, and he just faded away.
Yeah. So
People want to talk shit about Ben Simmons, who's still young, not showing up in the playoffs. And credit to them, I will say this, right? Long season, and the Suns hustled the whole year, right? Most wins, so they were putting up dubs. Maybe they just finally ran out of gas. I mean, it is a long season, so
they didn't need to win as many games as they did.
Right.
So maybe they should have took more time off. Because, like, if you won all those games to get home field or home court,
to lose it,
then you lose by 30 in game 7.
Bad day.
It's like, what the fuck?
Yeah, it's a bad day.
I can imagine paying tickets to go to that.
I walked through that in my head of like, okay, say I bought tickets to a sporting event like the Super Bowl against the Seahawks. I would have bought tickets to the Super Bowl against the Seahawks and got to watch my team just get their dicks kicked down a hallway, would I have stayed? Or would I have been like, I can't do this, I'm going home?
Right? I don't know. Like,
in that situation, if you're watching the Suns, if you're watching, oh, that's true.
But I watched that game, and I think like it was one of the rare times I just stopped watching at halftime because like I knew it was over. I can imagine being there, paying all that money.
I don't like. Do you leave though, or do you just suck it up and say I spent this money? I'm going to stick it out.
I don't know. I guess if there's like some hope for a comeback, because I guess I watched pretty much all of the Big Ten championship game when Michigan just destroyed the Hawkeyes.
Sure.
And at some point, there's just no hope for a comeback.
Yeah, that game was rough to watch.
But I don't know. I don't know. If you're drunk and having a good time, even though they're getting killed, maybe stay.
$17 a beer feels better than watching the game.
Yeah, people will leave, and then you'll get more like room to kind of spread out.
Yeah, that's true. You could be laying down watching the game at the stadium.
Yeah, so I don't know. I mean, I've stayed at games I don't even care about. Like, I've been to a Wolves game. I don't care who wins.
Sure.
All the Barnstormers played Quad City Steam.
Quad City Sounds, right?
I think it's like Steam Rollers.
Oh, maybe the Sounds are the baseball team.
And, like, I didn't care who won that. So, I don't know. But I guess maybe it's easier to just watch the whole thing if you don't care who wins.
That's true. Not joining us is Scud the Disposable Assassin, Mr. Careful Ralph. He is out on assignment, the assignment being baby duty, D-O-O-D-Y again, same joke. He's living the poop life, I believe. Careful Ralph not joining us tonight. However, I will say I got a package when I got home today. It's a package from a mysterious person who I cannot name because he is not named on this podcast. But he sent me 4 video games.
Okay.
4 of them.
Not like some like full diapers or something.
Yeah, he packed them around the full diapers. So I had to dig through. My hands are a little not great right now. So here's the live unboxing, quote unquote. He sent me Triangle Strategy. Right here on the Nintendo Switch.
Which should have like shrink wrapped them again.
I'm very excited. You. Very excited to play Triangle Strategy, which you have played and we'll get to here in just a little bit. He has sent me Kirby and the Forgotten Game, or Land, I mean, Kirby and the Forgotten Land, with the mouthful mode in full effect on the back of the game here.
I don't think he finished either one.
I don't believe he did, yeah. The kids are excited about playing some Kirby in the mouthful mode. He sent me an unopened copy. of Chris Tales.
Oh no! He decided not to keep one.
He didn't keep one, and he knows how much I hated this demo. But it's unopened, so I feel like I should leave it unopened. But I'm not sure yet. But unopened copy of Chris Tales. You never know. PS5.
Did you pay $10 for that? Maybe 15. Up the value. Yeah.
And then he sent me a game that I'm honestly pretty excited about because I've never played it, and maybe you're excited about this too. And you can tell me if I'm going to like it or not. He sent me Odin Sphere.
Oh, I cannot believe he did that.
Yeah.
I wonder how much that's worth.
I looked earlier. I thought it was like $20.
Like giving up a PS2 game. I know it's greatest hits, but giving up a PS2 game.
I felt really honored, honestly. I was like, holy shit, why did he send me a PS2 game?
But those, you never know what's going to go up in value.
That's very true. I assume he wants us back. I don't assume he wants me to keep this one. I didn't ask yet. I figured I'd wait for the podcast to show these off and then say something in the chat. But, I'm pretty excited. I mean, I do love a good RPG, and I've heard, you know, is it Luftrausers that came out? Wasn't that Odin Sphere?
The PS4 version?
Yeah, I remember people talking about that, but I've never played an Odin Sphere game, so.
Yeah, it looks like it's around 20 now, which is around, like, it's more than what it would have cost if you would have bought that new, because I think $20 was the greatest hits price.
Sure. Do you think I will like Odin Sphere? Like, what kind of game is Odin Sphere?
I don't know. People seem to like those games a lot. I know Ralph did. I know he played, I think he either played through the whole thing on PS2 or you played through the whole thing on PS4. I can't remember which. You might have done both. I've never really been able to get into it. Like, those games, and I always think like the art style doesn't look that good from afar, but when you're playing it, it looks really good.
Okay.
So, I think the PS4 version will obviously look better, but the PS2 one still might look okay.
Right.
But I don't know. I think it's basically gonna be like 2D, and it's going to be kind of probably feel like a beat 'em up, I would think.
It's side scrolling, right?
But there's like a bunch of different branching paths. So I think you can do all kinds of different crazy stuff with those branching paths. But so it's got a lot of replay value if you end up liking it.
So big shout out to careful, Ralph, for hooking me up with some game. The two games I am paying for, Chris Tales, I did not pay for. And Odin Spear, like I said, I assume he wants back, but I will play that and then ship that back. I need to send him Ghostwire Tokyo as well as a couple other things and get that package sent out. So you got something for him too, right?
I do, but I'm not sure how I'm going to give that to him. Yeah, I don't know if I'm going to ship it or...
We might have to make a trip. It might be time to finally just make a trip down south.
Because I don't want... I know you can buy... I don't know if it's a limited run or somebody else is selling those replacement cases.
Sure.
For those Saturn games, but I still don't want to break the original. I don't have to. I don't think I have Odin Sphere on PS2 at all, because I think at the time it was super expensive, and now it looks like it's around $30.
Oh, shit.
Which isn't too bad.
No, it's not bad.
That's maybe because the re-release.
Yeah, the PS4. You've been visiting a local shop recently, checking out some old games. What have you been checking out over there? What's been driving you over there?
Well, I don't know if it's the closest one to me, but it seems like the easiest one to get to, at least the easiest one that's not trash. Like, there's 3J, CD, and Hobbies. I don't know if you've been to all three of them, but... I think the one in Merle Hay sucks.
Yeah, but I've been to the Southside one, and I've been to the West Des Moines one. I don't think I've ever been to the Merle Hay one.
Yeah, I don't think the Merle Hay one's worth going to, at all. They don't seem like they have a lot of good stuff there. The Southside one is where I've found some of, the rare games, but, that they usually do a pretty good job at...
pricing them properly.
That's where I found Echo Knight, but I'm never gonna buy that because it's $230.
Right, yeah, no shit.
I think there's zero chance I'll find that at a garage sale.
That's also fair.
Yeah, because I don't know who bought Echo Knight. I don't know.
Yeah, not I would think not a lot of people.
Yeah, but the one that's on 80, well, I guess it's 22nd Street, 86 converts to 22nd Street, right by Chuck E. Cheese. That's usually the one I go to the most. And they're hit and miss. I think they have more Saturn games than the other ones, but I don't know who is giving them those Saturn games. But
right, like where are they coming from?
Yeah, but most of those are, a lot of those you normally see in a case that are $40 or higher, but they just have them just chilling out there on the shelves.
Just ready to go.
Yeah, but I don't know. I don't even have a Sega Saturn. I don't think I've ever played a Sega Saturn. Maybe a demo? I doubt it.
I think I believe I've got one in my plethora of consoles that may or may not work. I think there's a Saturn up there. I know that I've got some Saturn games. I just can't remember if there's an actual console or not.
I don't even know if I've seen Ralph's Saturn console in person.
Yeah, that's true. I don't know that we have either.
I think we've been to his house while it was there. I just don't think I ever saw it.
So I don't think we ever paid enough attention to check.
Yeah, all those Saturn, and they also have those Sega CD games there too, the blue cases. But I don't know which ones he wants from those. I'm probably going to send him a picture of those too.
Yeah, see what he chooses.
Never into it. Never into Saturn or Sega CD.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think I really was either. It was just if it was there, I played it because it wasn't mine. And then I think somehow we just acquired one at one point.
I have seen Sega CD in a store at Target. But there was a Target on Euclid back in the day. I don't know if you remember it, but that was where I was. They always had some demo set up. So that's where I played Super Metroid, and that's where I played Sega CD.
Something rattling? Oh, there we go. I was going to say something was rattling.
Oh, I don't know.
It's still rattling. What the fuck's going on?
Can you hear it?
Yeah, I can still hear it.
What now?
Still hear it.
Oh, that's my PC. That's my PC.
Do you hear it, ticking? It's like... Brrr.
Yeah, I think that's the only thing that's making noise right now. Oh, other than somebody mowing their lawn outside. But
No. It's definitely not that. I don't know what the fuck that is. That sounds super weird, though. That sounds like a rattlesnake. And then it stops when I start when I start talking, it's gone. And now it's back. And then now I'm talking, and I'm talking, and I'm talking, and there's nothing, and I'm going to stop talking, and then it's going to rattle again.
I don't even hear it. The only noise on my end that I can hear is my PC. I just shut my fan off, but...
It's nothing on your end. I just, it's anytime I, Anytime I talk, I don't hear it. But when I stop talking, I hear it. So that's fucking weird.
You might be getting attacked by a rattlesnake.
There might be a rattlesnake near me that I'm just not sure of. And we're just going to continue to talk and move on.
Are you wearing boots right now?
The snakeskin boots I bought earlier have come to life. They're ready to murder me.
Yeah.
Hopefully it's not a thing.
Is that what man is about?
Yeah, that's exactly what
our
it is.
Or men. Is men, it men?
Men, yeah, men. That's what, that's what we do. I went and saw, we went and saw Doctor Strange, me and a couple guys. It wasn't all that good. I didn't care for it.
Saw America.
Yeah, yes, America. America, I can't even think of what her last name was. Chavez. I think Chavez is her last name.
Is that like a new character? Is that
No, she's been around for a little while.
Place America.
Some lady named her, I don't remember her first name because it's a type of chip or a brand of chip. Xochitl was the girl's name that played her. Of Mexican descent, but
yep.
Oh,
sure,
America, America Chavez. She was played by Xochitl Gomez in the movie. And yeah, the movie was just kind of whatever. It just wasn't what I wanted it to be, unfortunately. I wanted it to be like way crazier and wackier and doing all kinds of crazy cameos, but there was some crazy cameos, but it was like four
Spider-Man?
And that was it. Nope, no Spider-Man.
What?
Nope, no but Spider-Man.
Tom Holland as Nathan Drake.
That would be great, but also no, unfortunately. There is a I don't want to spoil it. I shouldn't spoil it. Never mind.
Wouldn't be spoiling it for me because I'm not probably not going to see that movie.
There's a guy from The Office in the movie, playing a character from the Fantastic Four. He is from an alternate universe. It is Jim. Yeah, Jim's in the movie.
Like he's the only one that I could think. Like I don't know if anybody else from The Office that would have like. Fit like a superhero
been
type.
Able to do that kind of thing. Yeah.
Nope.
Yep. John Krasinski's in there playing Reed Richards, which is pretty cool. That was probably the best cameo of the bunch.
Any chance of that turning into
a I mean, he definitely dies, so I'm going to guess not, but it's possible.
They bring people back all the time.
Yeah, it's true. And it's like an
origin story.
It's a different Earth. It's a different version of Earth, obviously, like all the different multiverses. That's the whole point, but it was still like, holy shit, Jim's there. What the fuck? That's cool.
Venom? No Venom.
No Venom. I was hoping for some Deadpool. No Deadpool. There is some Bruce Campbell, but he just plays a nobody character, but it's still cool to see him.
Is there anything after the credits?
Yeah, there's a scene after she is now joined and essentially conquered the Fast and Furious franchise, Charlize Theron is now coming to the Marvel Universe. So she's in one of them, and then Bruce Campbell's the other last thing.
Wonder what she's gonna be.
I think she's playing a character that's technically Doctor Strange's wife in the future. Like at some point, she becomes his wife. That is who she is.
She's getting up there in age.
She is.
Maybe she should have picked somebody younger.
Cumberbatch is 45. So I mean. I don't know how old she is, I guess, but she's got to be pretty close.
Normally, I don't know. For some reason, like they stick with the male actors that are older for longer. I don't know, like Tony Stark and all that.
Charlize is 46, so right around the same time.
But I wonder who's the oldest superhero actor. Jackman's not doing Wolverine anymore, right?
He's not. I would guess it would have been Downey Jr. at the time, right? That would have probably been... He's getting up there. He's kind of old, technically.
Yeah, he was 53.
Man,
he's done.
Don't understand what that rattling noise is. I'm not quite sure what it is, but I have to figure it out. It's baffling me. I wish you could hear my... I wonder if I do this. You might be able to... No, because when I talk, it goes away, so that doesn't going to work. Fuck. Okay.
Mm. Yeah.
Anyway...
registering on anything.
Yeah, I don't know. I won't be able to tell until the podcast is over and I listen to it. Anyway, let's get into it here on the show. We got some video game news, obviously, and we've got what we've been playing. We're going to start with the news this week. There's been a little bit. I was trying to find some like articles or some fun top 10, top 20 lists, but I couldn't find anything fun.
Oh,
excited.
IGN's got a top 10 Dreamcast games.
Oh, there you go. Pull that up. We'll do that at the end of the show. All right. Well, let's start with the news.
Oh, yes, I see that you have the news. Bring it to me, please, quite.
Thunderful Games came out this week and had like a little press conference kind of thing and talked about all the different SteamWorld games in development. Do you remember they announced last year there was that SteamWorld Headhunter game that was currently being developed, supposed to be coming out, I think, this year or maybe early next year right now, sometime in 2023. They also announced there is two games in development codenamed Strawberry and then Coffee. Strawberry is a puzzle game being developed for mobile, and Coffee is a city-building game developed for PC and console. And then there's a third one called Carmel, which is a turn-based tactical shooter and strategy game in development for everything. So, yeah, four different SteamWorld games in the mix right now.
And they wanted to announce that? Or
I guess, something? Yeah. They just decided to come out and announce it when they were doing like a little event thing. So,
okay.
I don't know. Kind of cool considering this thing started as a tower defense game in 2010, where they've come now, 14 years, 15 years later, by the time all this stuff comes out. That's kind of impressive, really. And all those SteamWorld games have been really good.
Who publishes their games?
I think they I want to say they self-publish. Let me look. Thunderful Games.
I just wondering what they're announcing that stuff for, like investors, or is anybody?
I would think so. Steam. Ralph is the guy for all this. He would be able to tell you immediately who publishes all of this stuff. Image and Form is the developer? No, that can't be. Oh, yeah, they got integrated into Thunderful Games.
Okay.
Let's see if I can pull up one of these games here.
Making some Strawberry stuff.
Yeah, published by Thunderful. They are now owned by Thunderful also. So they're all in-house now. Image and Form and Thunderful are one. So that's where they're at. So, I don't know. Cool for me. I really like those SteamWorld games, and I would be excited to see whatever they're going to do next. So,
Hopefully they keep making money, so they keep making more.
Absolutely. Maybe they'll make a Gunk too. You never know.
Oh yeah, I forgot they were the Gunk people.
Your favorite game of last year.
I mean, they might, or maybe they'll take SteamWorld and
put it into that,
something like that. Yeah, because it seemed like that game was just like them feeling out
concepts.
Yeah,
I agree. to no surprise to anyone, because there was a shortage of everything last year, the PlayStation 5 missed its 2021 sales target, but still sold 11.5 million units.
It's got a ways to go.
It's true.
Switch.
And
all that shit. Is that just North America, or is that worldwide?
This looks to be worldwide. On the IGN. Kind of crazy to me that you would talk about missing your sales goal when you also had a global chip shortage and didn't even have these systems on a shelf for people to buy, right? Like, your supply is as such that you can't meet the demand of those sales goals. So it's kind of crazy to say, oh, we missed this, even though really it's more about the fact that you just didn't have enough product to put out on a shelf, right?
I guess they still have to, I don't know. I wonder why they didn't like try to like revise. Maybe they did try to revise it during the year or something, but who knows? As long as they're selling everything they have, they should be.
And I think they are still. I think everyone's still on the lookout for all the PlayStation 5s in the world. I saw they just announced, they have those new colored controllers. They also announced the cases for the PlayStation, and I'm really thinking about buying that purple one.
I thought about that too. I think I was going to get like the blue controller, and I was thinking about getting the different case, since I think I don't know if they were always planning on doing this, and that's why they designed it that way. But I know there were people making custom versions of those cases, and Sony was trying to shut that down.
Yeah, so Amazon, you can buy a black case right now for like $25-$30, and the PlayStation specific ones are $60. Yeah. So, and I would feel better, I think, about buying an actual Sony licensed one. But I don't mind the white, but man, that purple is pretty sexy. I kind of like it.
I don't mind the white either, other than like if somebody like makes a mark on it, it's easy to see. But yeah. Other than that, and like normally they do black consoles, so
right. It was weird to do finally, them all white. Yeah,
finally we got the white first. I mean, it's a cool way to get a different colored PlayStation without having to buy another PlayStation.
Yeah, I like the customization angle that they're doing, and I think it works.
Yeah, because, I mean, you have to buy a new Series X when they come out with the purple one.
Yeah, the purple Series X I'm definitely going to get in line first, probably not ever.
Or the banana yellow.
As long as it's got the battery pack on it, I'm good. Gotham Knights, they announced, hey, look, we're still making this game. Everything's kosher. However, we're going to go ahead and cancel the past-gen versions, which you and I have been preaching this for a while, right? Stop making these old games now. Like, you're hindering your own development. Warner Brothers came out and said, hey, we're doing this, but Gotham Knights is not coming to PS4 or Xbox One.
Yeah, finally.
I think that's a good call.
I think that might be happening more and more, because what, this is going to be the third year? Maybe not the third full year, but like the third year that the PS5 has been around.
That was November of 19, right?
No, I think it's 2020.
Oh, November of 20? Okay, yeah. That sounds right, because it was COVID year, yep.
Yeah, so not quite 3 full years, but at least the full, like, third or numbered year or whatever.
Correct, yeah.
So hopefully people just stop doing that, but
I think it's easier once you start, you know, putting the supply of PS5s out into the world. You can say, hey, okay, the household level of who owns what is easier to reconcile with canceling these or older generation versions. But on a game like this that looks pretty in-depth, and I think you'd really be sacrificing some quality by putting this on an old console. It makes sense to see this happen. This game got pushed last year, has now got a release date of October 25th. Again, that's coming out for PS5, Xbox Series X and S, and then PC, but only via the Steam or Epic Game Store.
Yeah, well, Microsoft still kind of screwed everybody by coming out with Series S, but
yeah.
I don't know. That's a good, hopefully they keep doing that, cancel and stop making those. But I guess, yeah, it kind of sucks if they don't get more PlayStation 5 sold.
Yeah, that makes it a little harder.
I don't know how many Xboxes have been sold, but
Xbox is kind of in there. They're kind of in trouble, right? Like, they had the, I guess we can put this on the list, but Starfield and Red, Redfield? What's it called? Redfall. Yeah. Both of those got delayed, which I don't mind the delay part of it. I don't care about that, right? I want good video games to come out. I want non-broken video games to come out. I want finished video games to come out. However, where's the Xbox exclusives?
I think they're just making Game Pass money right now.
That's really where they got to be only making Game Pass money.
They bought all those studios, so
it's going to come to fruition at some point, right?
It's just a matter of time.
And at this point, I think people who own Xboxes that want these exclusive games are just, they're anxiously awaiting something to drop, right? Because the last real exclusive was what? Halo?
Probably. I'm sure it was something else. I mean, yeah, Halo came out from them. I don't know. Let me check. I don't know if I have any. I don't know.
See if I can pull this up here real quick.
Halo was after Gears Tactics, and then, I don't know, man. I don't know if we got any, none that I own, anyway.
When did, was there a Forza that came out?
Forza Horizon 5 or something?
Something like that. So that would be one, right? Or, did State of Decay come out?
I don't know if a third one did. They might have released some expansion for the second one.
I don't remember. But, I mean, so either way, even say if it is fucking Halo, that's a while ago.
Yeah. And they, as the co-op or whatever they were doing,
no,
for Halo,
it still hasn't come out yet. Nope.
Yeah. Well, still has did they not. Ever come out with the multiplayer for The Last of Us Part
nope.
2?
Nope, that didn't come out either. Fucking nightmare. Yeah.
Like, just cancel it. But you know what is going to come out? Resident Evil Reverse.
Yeah, Reverse.
The thing that we definitely don't
need. Don't care.
Come out.
Yeah. Don't matter. Did you watch the trailer for that Netflix show? I didn't watch it.
No. When is that actually like air?
I think it's this summer or maybe this fall. Yeah,
hopefully. I mean, I'll watch it. I'm sure it's going to be trash, but I'll watch it.
I can't remember. Let's see here. July 8th. No, that's the movie. I'm wrong. Don't listen to me ever about anything ever. I'm definitely like not have, smart.
Like, if I don't know why. I guess maybe it's hard to make it like the video game, but I feel like if they made it like the video game, it might not be the greatest film or TV ever, but people would love it.
July 14th, and apparently it has to do with Wesker's daughters.
Wesker's daughters, okay, yeah. Who knows what the fuck that's going to be.
Yeah, it's got to be great.
Wesker's daughters, do they even mention them in the game? I know there's like another Wesker in Revelations.
Albert Wesker, played by Lance Reddick, who is also everyone's favorite Zavala from Destiny, or that other dude from Horizon Zero Dawn / Forbidden West.
And Resident Evil 6, Wesker has a son, but I don't know. Maybe there's something that mentions his daughter somewhere. Who knows?
Netflix is telling you the deal. That's Wesker, what's going on.
I wonder how these daughters came about. Is he out there banging, or is he he's doing some science?
Is it maybe it's like Wolfenstein, his daughters, Youngblood.
Are they like plot twist? They're boulders.
You have to punch them. That's all it is.
He made his daughters in the volcano.
Rock punching simulator. Yeah. 2022. So yeah, we'll see what that looks like. Witcher next generation versions come in Q4, as apparently being said out loud. I keep seeing that game on sale for like $10 for the complete version. I have not bought it. I should, because I think when that thing drops, I would play it. Because I bounced off of Cyberpunk so hard, and I really wish I wouldn't have. But I would like to play The Witcher again, I think. At least fuck around with it a little bit.
I don't think I have the complete version, but I bought the DLC, so I have it all on PS4. But probably should have bought like the complete version on Xbox or something, but I haven't.
I'm sure it'll be cheap at some point that you can probably jump on and take care of that. But yeah, I keep seeing it digitally, and I haven't jumped on that yet. So, I don't know. I'm excited about checking out Witcher on the next gen. I think it's crazy that they're still working on that game to put that into a next generation console. But with the legacy that game has, there's no reason not to. You know, it's like Grand Theft Auto 5. Just keep porting it to everything. Why not?
Yeah, just release the enhanced stuff on the Switch, too.
Only on the Switch. I mean,
there could be another Switch next year. Maybe that's
very true.
Maybe they will get an enhanced version of The Witcher and Cyberpunk.
I hadn't seen an OLED model Switch in person until today, I don't think. I saw one today at Target. And man, that screen is really nice.
The screen looks great, but I just don't really play it on the dock. But I would take their other dock.
Yeah, the new dock.
Because I had my brother's kids over the other day, and one of them wanted to play Mario Kart, and the other one was playing Fortnite. And so, I had to take my whole Switch and move it, where if I just had another dock, I could just
drop it in, yeah. Let's see. Square Enix is having some sort of announcement happen probably next month. Tetsuya Nomura talked about how Final Fantasy VII is doing 25th anniversary something kind of celebration. So rumors are swirling that, hey, maybe we're finally going to get that part two announcement that we've all been waiting for. I know I've been waiting for it. I've been playing a lot of Stranger of Paradise, and that all that makes me want to play is more Final Fantasy VII, because that game is so good. So we'll see.
Talk about the Square Enix stuff that's going to be in Kingdom Hearts 4.
Oh, that would be great, yeah. They would just tell us that the only person you get to see in Kingdom Hearts 4 is the Quiet Man. I would be down.
Or the Final Fantasy. Might as well, yeah. I mean, Disney, Kingdom Hearts, Final Fantasy, and Quiet Man all in one game.
Nothing is greater than the Quiet Man crossover you never wanted.
Have they put anything other than Final Fantasy in Kingdom Hearts?
No, I think it's all been Final Fantasy related.
Yeah, so I don't know. It's about time.
You put some Trials of Mana stuff in there. That'd be kind of cool.
The Quiet Man is a heartless.
He's the only heartless.
Can't talk, has no heart.
He's been Xehanort the whole time. And last but not least, Sony kind of finally released the PlayStation Plus, the new tiers of video games. And that's launching in June.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. I think, didn't they say that they're going to give people like access to some of those higher tiers for free for a little while?
I'm pretty sure the thing was, whatever, if you are a PlayStation Plus subscribe now. Previously, because they canceled this because people were fucking taking advantage of it, because of course they were. Basically, wherever you are priced out to right now, you will be in the top tier of the new PlayStation Plus lineup until that runs out. So say in January of this year, you re-upped PlayStation Plus for 2 years. Well, whenever this relaunches, all of that will be to the highest tier of the new PlayStation Plus lineup, which I think is Extra, Deluxe, and Premium, something like that.
They will conveniently put you on auto-renew.
Yeah, so you pay the $120 a year for all the good shit. I've got the list here. I kind of want to go through and talk a little bit about this. I want to see where I can find this at here. This is, I think most of these are premium. I can't tell you for sure. I want to find the whole article. Give me 2 seconds so I can pull the actual article up here.
The list is kind of weird.
Essential, Extra, and Premium are the three tiers, okay? Here is the list of PlayStation Studios games that are PS4 and PS5 games that are coming to this service. And this is going to be a lot, so just bear with me. Alienation. Don't care.
I think they've given out for free a couple times.
Bloodborne. Cool, but whatever. Concrete Genie. Fine, but don't care. Days Gone. Already free. Jump in wherever you want to. Dead Nation, don't care. Death Stranding and the Director's Cut, apparently. That's kind of cool for me because I've never played it. Demon's Souls, the Blue Point game version, that's cool for me. Again, never played it. Destruction All-Stars, whatever. Ghost of Tsushima, the Director's Cut, it specifies here, which is kind of cool. That way I get to play that on the PS5.
I think, does it include that? That includes the DLC then?
Correct, yep. God of War, obviously that's already free right now on the PlayStation Plus thing for PS5 users. Gravity Rush Remastered and Gravity Rush 2. I know you're a big fan of those games, right?
I've only finished the first one, and I'm not a huge fan, just they're pretty unique games.
Horizon Zero Dawn is coming. Infamous, this is where I got excited about Infamous Second Son and Infamous First Light, the DLC. I would love to replay those games on the PS5 and see if it looks any nicer, which I doesn't say they're doing anything to it, but I have a lot of love for the Infamous series. So
I know they did PS4 Pro enhancements, but I don't know if they did anything for PS5 on those. Probably not.
Everyone's favorite Knack is coming. Little Big Planet 3, Loco Roco. Whoa,
just the first Knack? Just not giving you the second one? What the fuck?
No, fuck you. Just one, not two. Spider-Man and Spider-Man Miles Morales, Matterfall, Medieval, which I put off buying, so again, glad I didn't buy it. Patapon 2, Rezogun, Returnal is coming to this version. Shadow of the Colossus, Tearaway Unfolded, The Last Guardian, Last of Us, Last of Us Left Behind, Until Dawn, all of the Uncharteds, Lost Legacy of Thief's End, and all the collection, and Wipeout Omega Collection. That's just base level. If you have this is what you're getting.
Are they gonna put Vita games on there too?
I read that they were. I don't know. Let me blow through this a little quicker. Third party publishing: Ashen, Ass Creed Valhalla, Batman Arkham Knight, Celeste, City Skylines, Control, Dead Cells, Far Cry 3 Remaster, Far Cry 4, Final Fantasy 15, For Honor, Hollow Knight, Guardians of the Galaxy, Mortal Kombat 11, Naruto Shippuden, NBA 2K22, Outer Wilds, Red Dead Redemption 2, Resident Evil, the remake, Soul Calibur 6, South Park, The Fractured Butthole, Artful Escape, The Crew 2, and The Division, all coming PS4, PS5 games on the Extra base model and premium, Some of those games I did list are only on the premium tier. Here's where the thing that I cared about, which is the classic games, and I think we both agree here that this list is very underwhelming, right?
Yeah, for now, but it's the one that could be the most exciting in the future.
These are original PlayStation and PSP games, according to this. Again, these are premium and deluxe plan games only. Ape Escape, Hot Shots Golf, IQ, which is Intelligent Cube, Jumping Flash, Siphon Filter, Super Stardust Portable, Mr. Driller, Tekken 2, Worms World Party, and Worms Armageddon. Then you've got, and these are all games that got I think, work done to them to be put to the PS4. Ape Escape 2, Ark the Lad, Dark Cloud, Dark Cloud 2, Fantavision, Hot Shots Tennis, Jack 2, Jack 3, Jack X, Combat Racing, Jack and Daxter the Precursor, Rogue Galaxy, Siren, Wild Arms 3, and then you've got Bioshock Remastered, Borderlands, A Handsome Collection, Bulletstorm, Kingdoms of Amalur, and Harry Potter. Larry's his bad, his shitty cousin. Leisure Suit Larry Potter.
Yeah. I mean, there could be a Larry Potter in the future. What do you name his kid? Name his kid Larry?
I can't remember what it was.
I wonder if his kid's Harry Jr. Let's see.
I can't remember. And there's like a bunch of other... The PS3 games are all streaming. There is a bunch of those, including Castlevania, Lords of Shadow 2.
Yeah, they have a bunch of those PS3 games streaming. Is it pretty much just everything? Everything that had streaming?
I think everything PS3 is streaming, I do believe. Out of these, I think for me, the original Infamous games, I'm excited about playing those again. And then Enslaved Odyssey to the West, I'm excited about checking that out again. I don't know, man. It's cool, but it's definitely, there isn't like a big punch like I thought there might be.
I think it's going to take a while for it to, and he did not name any of his children. It's after him.
It's a bad deal.
James, which I think is his dad, and then Albus, everybody knows, and then Lily, which is probably his mom.
Yep.
That's true. But yeah, I think I was expecting it, whatever came out in June, to not be great, but Game Pass wasn't that exciting either when it first came out, other than like Crackdown was on there if you were into Crackdown. But I'm pretty sure like if they can get more PlayStation games on there, more PSP games on there, people who care about playing those older games, it's definitely going to be exciting for them. But
there are games is there any game on that list that really like trips your trigger, or you're like, I would be interested to see what this plays like nowadays?
No. Like, I already, those PS2 ones, they already did those PS2 classics on PS4, so it's pretty much just those.
In the original PlayStation games, most of those were on the PlayStation Mini, right?
Maybe, but like none of the original PlayStation games did anything for me. Like, it looked super weak. So I don't know. Maybe in the future, the more games they add for those older consoles, like the Vita, if they do the Vita, the PSP and the PlayStation 1 and PlayStation 2, the better. I don't necessarily care so much about the PS3, but I guess it'd be cool if they found a way to get those on there. Which, I mean, there's already a PS3 emulator out there that's fairly popular and successful. I don't know how well it would work on a PlayStation 5, but I don't know if Sony like just wants to do their own thing or if they seek any of those people out who are working on that stuff. But it'd be cool to play some of those PS3 games too, I guess, if they could get that going.
Yeah, I think the PS3 is honestly where I have a little more like affinity to want to play these games, especially because they're streaming. So I'm intrigued to see how that. I never fucked around with PlayStation Now, so I'm curious to see how bad that will be.
Yeah, I don't want to do that because, like, if your internet sucks or your internet's not stable or whatever, like, it's just like watching a movie sometimes where it starts bounce to look around. Like shit.
Yeah.
And not only is it going to look like shit, sometimes the delay might be horrible for the controller. I have no interest in playing those streaming. I hope they go away from that and eventually like let you download those games. But
I mean, the good news is Lords of Shadow 2 is already a bad game, so playing it streaming is just going to make it better.
There was something mentioned. I don't know if you said this or not, but there was something mentioned that some of the games will have better frame rates, and I don't know if they'll have better resolutions. And I don't think they were very clear about what that meant. So.
You also said that trophies, right?
Interesting. Yeah, trophies for at least the PlayStation games. I'm not sure about the PSP ones, but so it'll be interesting to see what kind of stuff they do for that, like making those games look better potentially, kind of like how what Microsoft did with some of their Xbox and Xbox 360 games. But who knows? Like, Microsoft definitely didn't do it to all of them, and they didn't seem like they could do it to all of them. So
sure.
Who knows what Sony will do?
Yeah, that's coming up. We're on the cusp of that, about a month away. They also announced they're going to do the Days of Play sale, which is always like, it's been their E3 sale they do every year. They announced some new, we talked about, you know, the different colors that you can get for your PlayStation 5. And then they put out something today that was talking about all the accessibility features coming in God of War Ragnarok, which it's just such a strange thing to put out. But, I mean, cool, but accessibility isn't what people are looking for right now, unless it's an access to a trailer. So kind of pointless, but cool. Good on them to continue to put inclusion and the accessibility options in the games. So that's all the news I've got for you. So why don't we switch over and talk about what we've been playing? We both finished a game this week, which is great. You finished a game that I've already finished, and then I went ahead and played that Xbox Devolver game, Trek to Yomi. But let's start with you, my man. Tell me about the last little bit of Ghostwire Tokyo.
What is it that you have been playing lately?
So I did it all. I saved all the souls.
Did you spend the time to get everybody?
Yeah. I don't know if you got this, but like there is one of those prayer beads that you can get that actually like points you in the direction of where those things are at.
I didn't
know. So that made it way easier.
Sure.
I did spend a lot of time just kind of wandering around, find them on my own. But once you get most of them, it gets harder and harder to find them.
It's like 250,000, right?
Yeah, but some of them you get from like doing those like containment cubes. There's like 10,000 from the containment cubes, right. And there's like 15,000 from like, you know, that like parade of like ghost looking shit.
Yeah, yeah.
There's like 15,000 from that, and then there's like almost 4,000 from like the subway.
Okay.
So got all those. I looked up after like I kind of got to a certain point. I just looked up where the locations of all like the collectible stuff was, so I could just get it real quick. So I got all that stuff.
A fun game to play, right?
Yeah, but it's like stupid easy. There are a couple parts of it that do give you a little bit of challenge, but like the boss fights at the end of the game are not hard at all.
No.
Especially on normal. I don't know what they're like on higher settings, but so that game is very much like about the story that it's telling and just kind of like, I guess there's a lot of jokes that it makes throughout the game too, and then just kind of like exploring Tokyo. And I don't think the game takes itself too seriously, although like, I mean, towards the end it
it gets a little serious. Like
when it's about kind of like
family
and like loss and death and like moving on and all that kind of stuff, but like overall though, like, it's not a hard game. And yeah, it does end really fast. I didn't get all the souls before I finished the game, so I have to like do the last two chapters again once you do get all the souls.
Oh shit, okay.
But like it goes by super fast, especially if you skip the cutscenes.
Yeah, like I said, once you get that motorcycle, you're there.
Yeah, there's like three boss fights at the end, and they're all stupid easy. Especially if you have your character maxed out, which I did. So, and then you can wear those prayer beads to like increase your defense and increase damage. So it was pretty easy. I don't know. I'm guessing there's not going to be another one of these games. Can't imagine it sold well.
I would think not, but you just never know.
Especially since you can't find it in a store. Like the only place you could get this game was maybe at a GameStop or online. There was like no Targets that had it, no Best Buys that had it.
Yeah, you couldn't find it for shit.
Yeah, so I can't imagine it sold well. I'm pretty sure it's coming to Xbox at some point. Probably going to be a Game Pass game. But I don't know. I thought it was cool and interesting. Definitely not better than Elden Ring.
yeah, probably not.
But I don't know. It's cool that they were able to make that game. To me, it's always kind of surprising when games like that get like the green light to be made.
But, do whatever they're going to do, yeah.
Yeah, I'm assuming the game was more fun or interesting for people in Japan. But it was still weird and crazy enough to be worth playing, I guess.
Yeah. I had a good time with what I played of it, for sure.
And I wonder how accurate some of those places in Tokyo were, because some of them seemed like it was just kind of like recycled areas, but I'm sure there were some landmarks that were pretty accurate.
I feel like when I looked up some of the reviews, it was like, this is a pretty accurate description of what Tokyo is. I'm like, oh, that's kind of nifty then.
Yeah.
So, all right, bus scale, what do you got?
Oh, I don't even know.
74. 100%.
Maybe 52 buses out of 74 buses.
All right, all right. I think that game is a decent time to play, and for $30-ish, not a bad time at all.
Yeah, it's got really good menus too. Like everything was clean, quick, snappy, and responsive.
Really clean.
Just like if we do anything right, we're gonna do these menus right.
It didn't feel too cumbersome with all the different options and stuff. It felt very streamlined.
Yeah.
So, you also played some Triangle Strategy, which is a game I just talked about getting in the mail. How are you liking that?
It's a lot better than what I thought it was going to be. I knew the combat was probably going to be fun, and it is. It doesn't seem too difficult, at least not yet. So it's a little simpler than maybe I was expecting. There's definitely some times where you'll get messed up if you do something wrong, but it's usually pretty obvious what you did wrong, and it's rare that you're doing a battle more than once. More than once, and then if you do have to do it more than once, you're usually getting it on the second try. But I'm only, I think I'm like halfway through in terms of chapters. I'm like chapter 10. I think there's like 20-ish chapters, maybe a little bit more. But I'm guessing the later chapters might be longer, who knows. The thing I thought was going to be more annoying, and it's some of it kind of is like the story stuff. Like it's very story heavy. They break the game down into like little sections, and you're not really, wandering around from place to place. It's basically takes you there and you see story stuff unfold. So there's a lot of dialogue. A lot of stuff you could skip if you want. But then there's like exploration parts, which I think kind of suck. I wish they were left them out of the game. And it's where they put you in this like a little tiny square area and you just kind of run around and try to look for items or talk to people. And those are usually like, I don't know, I hate those ones. I wish I could skip those, but I feel like if I skip them, I'm missing out on something. So I wish they would have done away with those. And then you got like a little encampment area where you can buy stuff and then upgrade weapons, promote people on your squad, and then do like practice battles that actually give you like real rewards. So, and those I think are more fun than doing a lot of the other stuff, like sure. All the story stuff. The story is pretty easy to follow. Like even if you skip a bunch of stuff, you're definitely gonna know what's going on. It starts off a little bit overwhelming because there's a bunch of different like towns and lords and stuff like that, but once you get into enough story stuff, then it seems pretty clear like who bad guys are, who and who's helping who. So
a lot of political stuff.
Yeah, which I think overall is just easier to follow than Octopath Traveler, but a lot of Octopath Traveler's dialogue and story stuff was forgettable and, like, extremely boring.
Yeah.
Where this is a little bit better than that, so they do a little bit better job of that. But it's a very different type of game than Octopath Traveler, so it's other than, like, the way it looks, it's really hard to compare the two.
I'm excited to give it a go. You know, the combat is what has got me intrigued and excited, so I can't wait to play and fuck around with that. That's where I'm at with it.
Yeah, it's pretty good, and like a lot of the battles will take you from like 20 minutes to 40 minutes, so and you can fast forward through stuff too, so if you feel like you don't want to watch all the animations or like the people move around, you can hold like
pass
things
through
at bar and they'll fast forward through some of that stuff.
Nice. What about Grand Theft Auto 5? You still fucking around there?
Yeah, I'm still going slowly chugging through that. Like I assume at some point I'll finish that, I mean, it feels a lot nicer to drive around, especially on like the higher frame rate mode.
Oh yeah, I can only imagine. Super smooth.
And yeah, the game still, like, I don't know, like the story and the way they do the story still kind of holds up. I always forget like how early on some of the missions are, like the one where you blow up like the Facebook guy. Like that's really early on in the game. I was, for whatever reason, I thought that was later on, but nope.
I have essentially forgotten the majority of that game at this point, I feel like.
Yeah, you gotta blow up the, I think it's Life Invader guy.
That sounds right, yeah.
Right, yeah, you sneak in there and you, like, clear up somebody. Like, it doesn't make any sense. Like, you sneak into there to steal their office, to steal their prototype, and you're pretending like you're the IT guy, and like you're some guy has you like clean up some virus on his computer, and all you do is just run the antivirus software, which the guy could have done himself.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and you exit out a bunch of ads or whatever for like porn sites.
I saw they took Grand Theft Auto San Andreas off Game Pass.
Yeah, I don't know how long their deal was. I know GameFly had the definitive trilogy for like $22.
$25, something like that. Yeah.
But I feel like it'll drop at some point.
I feel like that's going to get super cheap also, yeah.
Yeah, I think probably those, worthwhile. I think those actually are selling okay, though, like, which is kind of...
It's kind of insane, yeah.
I don't know. It still annoys me. Like, I wish they would have given that... the decision to make the mobile games, the definitive version, was already fucking crazy.
that's true, yeah.
So I wish they would have given that to, like, somebody like Blue Point or something that actually, like, cares about... making
good games
looks like the original, at least as much like the original as they could.
Sure.
So I don't know, but yeah. So, or just like make those games and give it better controls. That would be cool. Like, I don't know. Who knows? But I'm just not very far. I have not encountered Trevor, and I really hate the way Trevor starts. Like, I don't know if you remember how Trevor starts in that.
Not the he's in the trailer park, and you like have to escape out of there. Yeah, he's,
Johnny guy. Yep. Which like you play like it's just so crazy. I don't know what happened to Johnny or like why Rockstar did that to him, but like they have you play as that character in one of those DLCs, and then just brutally murder him.
Just get wrecked. Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah, it's so strange, but I don't know.
What else you got? What else you want to talk about? Anything else that happened or you want to chat about?
No, I thought about putting Alone in the Dark 2 in my PlayStation 3 and seeing if I could get any further than Ralph got, but...
Didn't do it.
I haven't done it yet. Probably will at some point.
You got the time. I got to play Odin Sphere now, so that's probably what I'll be doing here pretty soon now that I've got a PS2 game to check out. It wasn't Fast and Furious, but... I went ahead and played, I think we talked about this 2 weeks ago when it was you and me. I picked up and downloaded Trek to Yomi, rather. I installed that on Game Pass. Did you ever take a look at that or do anything with it?
I watched like a review of it, but I haven't played it.
The game is fucking stylish. Like, there's not a whole lot else to say about it other than there is... I think the game thinks it is being interesting when it gives you a bunch of different fighting moves or stances. It's like, I can't say that it's for sure like these games because I didn't really play either of these games. But I feel like in Neo, there's like different fighting stances and styles. Is that...
There's a ton of them, yeah. Like almost too many.
And that's kind of how this feels. Like, hey, you can do this by doing like... hold up and press AA or, you know, AAB or BBX or whatever the fuck. And then you can press down and do this, or you can press this while sliding this. You know, it feels like a fighting game while you're doing it. But really, it's going in, it's parrying, it's slice, heavy attack. So it gives you a bunch of these options and things that you can do that take up more stamina. But really, if you're playing it straight through and straightforward, you don't need to do any of that. But it's very story-driven, very, very stylish. I would say definitely check it out. I didn't think I was going to finish it just because there are times where I feel like the base level gameplay is extremely easy, and then it puts you into a boss battle, and you're way out of your element, which bothered the fuck out of me. But I persevered. I got through it, stayed on the normal difficulty, and finished the game. Apparently there's multiple endings, however. But I just played it the once.
Did you get the good ending?
I don't know what ending I got. I didn't even look up which one I got. I just read that there is, depending on the decisions you make in the game, there are different ways the game can end. I think the game's super stylish. It's really cool looking. And I did have a pretty good amount of fun with it. It's just, it's kind of simplistic, pretty laid back, if, you know, as far as just like you're running through, you're slicing, you're dicing, you're parrying, and there's sometimes a little bit of challenge there, but not a whole lot. Yeah, Trek to Yomi, I probably put six and a half hours into it. Not a ton. I played it for two days, beat it.
Yeah, it looks like the how long to beat is like anywhere from 48 hours.
Yeah, so it's, like I said, I think I put in probably six and a half-ish. And, you know, there's different areas where you can find different upgrades and secrets and things like that that ultimately just fill up your stamina or your health. You end up getting shurikens. You get, like, this weird gun that you can use, like a cannon kind of thing. You get a bow and arrow. So there's some different sprinkled in gameplay elements, but overall pretty straightforward. So
is it a voice acting, or is it all just you have to read it?
Japanese voice acting.
Okay, so he's got subtitles.
Yep, which is cool. I think that was pretty cool. So
talks a lot of deep voices.
There are some pretty good deep voices. The main bad guy, you like slice off his neck. It's kind of like the bad guy in Ghost of Tsushima, where you start the game, you fuck around with him, and then you end up having to come back to him at the end of the game. Same situation. Very samurai specific, I suppose. You start with a bad guy who ends up being the bad guy through the whole game, things like that. So. And then we finally started playing Stranger of Paradise, Final Fantasy Origin. That game.
Are you late to the party on that? Did they start without you?
No. We all played together. We have not played without each other, thankfully. That game has a shit ton going on. And I mean, just that game is cumbersome with the amount of different. Hey, you can put these kind of.
Was like, it the Neho developers? Or?
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. So, like, there's different kind of. Like, if you press R2, or if you press R1, R1, R2, or press and hold R2. Like, there's different kind of combos you can do with that. I'm playing as a mage. I don't necessarily like this because basically how the mage works is you hold R2 and a radio menu comes up. So then you have to use your left stick to choose which magic you want. And then the longer you wait, the more it goes from Kir to Kira to to Kiraga or Firaga. I've got myself upgraded to a sage. It's a job system game. The sage can do both white magic and black magic, so I can both heal and hurt people under one job, which is kind of nice. But
do you only have one upgrade path, or could you pick the different one?
You can do whatever you want. There's a shit ton of different upgrade paths. Okay. So, like, I started as a mage, and then I unlocked the ability to be a white mage, which I then unlocked the ability to be a black mage, got both of those filled out, and then I could be a sage or a dark knight, and I chose the sage. So now I've got the sage where I have two sets of magic in there, and now I can do a different job, say like a DPS character job. I can do that inside too. So it's really, there's a lot going on, which I don't necessarily love. The story is ass. I have no fucking idea what's going on in that game. Literally zero fucking clue. But the gameplay of running the missions and being with Chris and Garrett and doing that has been really fun. That part is a good time.
It's supposed to be a prequel to the first Final Fantasy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. See, I wish they would have made it a different style of game for that.
Yeah.
Like, I would have been more into playing it, but
it's, you know, I own it. So once I finish it, if you want to check it out, I'm happy to let you check it out. But I don't think you're going to like it. Yeah. It does not seem like a Ryan game. It's not really a Derek Vance game either. But the gameplay, like I said, of running in, and now that I have both, I can do both magics in one job, and then I can do a DPS character, is kind of fun. So then I could be in there hacking and slashing, building up my MP, back out, and then cast, which is kind of cool. So like I said, it's giving me Final Fantasy VII vibes of like, hey, you're in these, you know, these built-in areas of there's invisible bridges and treasure and bosses and just bad guys. And, you know, Final Fantasy gives you those dopamine highs of completing a battle, getting some treasure, moving on, that kind of thing. There's gear, so you all end up picking up gear and you have to break it down, not DX style, but you got to break it down at the Smith, and you can use those to upgrade. Like I said, there's a lot of systems in this fucking game, which feels very cumbersome. But the fun is in the gameplay and running the missions, which I am enjoying.
Yeah. I wonder if they'll do anything else for that studio, or if this is it.
I would think that this would probably be a one and done kind of thing, because I don't think it's. I would doubt it sold very well.
Low though, or lower. That could be. So if it makes money, maybe there will be another one. Yeah. I don't know.
Like, I mean, are you just gonna origin story Final Fantasy 1 through 14, 15, 17?
Well, they probably left some room in between.
That's true.
They probably didn't do like. I guess I don't know for sure what the story does, but it probably doesn't like go all the way up to the first game. So maybe there's more shit they can do.
Yeah, I just know. Do you remember one of the, what's the fucking character I met in the beginning that's the character from Final Fantasy 1?
What clothes are they wearing? Like, they don't look like they're...
No, they're like, one of the guys is wearing like a fucking top hat, Frank Sinatra looking suit wearing motherfucker. It's real weird.
Are they wearing like jeans and shit too?
Yeah, it looked like they might be wearing jeans and stuff. It's definitely not what you think it is.
Remember anybody looking at the first Final Fantasy game, but
is it Garland? Yeah, you fight Garland in like the very beginning of the game, and then we just fought Tiamat. Yeah, we fought Tiamat and killed him.
I guess one guy looks like he's got like cargo pants on.
Yeah, they're very normal Final Fantasy 13, 14 kind of people.
Yeah,
that's what they look like.
The guy who got this button-up shirt.
There is this one lady who I thought might be Lulu, but it was not Lulu. But she looked like Lulu a little bit.
I wonder what hair products they use to get their hair like that.
The same hair products that they use in Something About Mary.
Oh, no. I guess they got an endless supply.
All three dudes have an endless supply, that is for sure. But yeah, outside of Stranger of Paradise, I've still just been playing a shit ton of Fortnite. Game is still a decent amount of fun. I just keep going back to it. Can't tell you why. It's just fun. It's good to play. Good time waster. It's been the majority of my thing.
Fortnite was finally played on one of my consoles.
Cause the nephew.
Yeah, I had to download it on PS5 and PS4.
It's not a giant game, thankfully. It's not a Call of Duty size game, but it does take a little bit.
Yeah, I have like a wired connection for my PS5, so that was pretty fast. I was using Wi-Fi on PS4, and that was kind of slow. Yeah,
it probably took about 30 minutes for me to download it, I think.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you have to play a couple rounds, buddy, now that it's on your system. Get some dubs.
Maybe, I don't know. They kept wanting to buy some V-Bucks or whatever the fuck it is. I was like, no.
No V-Bucks. No, you can earn free V-Bucks. Pass,
whatever they call it. Is that what they call it?
Yeah, Fortnite Battle Pass.
Not happening. Especially like on my PS... Because the one who played it upstairs on the PS5, they were able to log into their account, so they had whatever they wanted. My niece, though, she has it on Switch, and she didn't remember any of her login shit, so she had to just start off with whatever they have. I have no idea. And it's like, dude, you're going to play this for like an hour, so I'm not buying shit for you.
No shit. Absolutely not. I'm not going to be here long enough to actually make a count, so.
Yeah, and I don't know how much that shit costs, but I'm sure it's not cheap.
No. Nope, and they just rope you in and make you keep wanting to spend money, so no reason to do it, unfortunately. But that is everything that I have played, everything that you have played, which normally means we throw it over to Careful Ralph to do some surmising of some scores. Obviously, Careful Ralph, again, out on assignments on the duty. But let's wrap up the show. You said you had a list from IGN of the best Dreamcast games. I'm intrigued by that list. I would like to hear that. So why don't we talk about those really quick and then get on out of here.
I only have three Dreamcast... What? Three? Hold on. I have four Dreamcast games? Yeah, I have four Dreamcast games. And I bet there's only one of the four on this list. I wish I had this one at number 10. Number 10, Typing of the Dead. I feel like that would be a great Dreamcast game to have.
That sounds like a good time.
I'm assuming it came with its own keyboard at some point. I don't know what else they used the keyboard for, because I know the Dreamcast did have some Microsoft Online stuff that I never took advantage of, because I didn't own a Dreamcast until it was already long dead. Well, I have Grandia 2, just not on Dreamcast. Is number 9. I don't think I've played any of Grandia 2 yet. Have you played any of the Grandia?
I don't think I've ever... I can't remember. Is Grandia the RPG?
Yeah. There's... I think the first one is on PS1. Maybe the second one also is on PS1. Or maybe they put it on PS2. I can't remember. But they did re-release both.
No, I don't think I've ever played a Grandia. I want to say I played Deponia is what I was thinking. I've never played a Grandia, though.
They're okay. I think I have the third one on PS2, but I think they also put the second one on PS2. Fantasy Star Online, which I think is one of the hotter bangers.
I was going to say, PSO seems like one of the ones that would be closer to the top of this list.
Yeah, which, they had it at number 8. I never played it. I watched Giant Bomb play whatever the newest one was.
PSO2.
That they did not release in North America, but never watched any of the original. Number 7, I don't know if this is actually a good game, because it has Sonic in the name. Sonic Adventure 2.
I want to say Ralph likes that game, right? That sounds right.
I feel like Ralph has given a lot of Sonic games a chance, and I don't know.
That's true.
I don't know which ones he likes and which ones he doesn't.
I feel like he does like Sonic Adventure or Sonic Adventure 2. I cannot remember for sure.
It seems like he is always willing to give Sonic a try, and Sonic is always ready to break everybody's heart.
He's ready to go fast back to the store.
Yeah, he's definitely going fast. But number 6, which I don't know if it's a Dreamcast exclusive, Rez. I thought Rez came out on PS2 as well.
I thought it did also.
But I don't think these all have to necessarily be exclusives, because I know at least I think Grandia 2 also appeared on other consoles.
Yeah, it looked like when I clicked Grandia, it was definitely on other consoles.
But yeah, Rez, I think I've watched somebody play Rez, like I've seen, but the PS2 version, I never really got into it myself, but it's definitely what some would call a hidden gem.
The gems of the hidden variety.
And a cult classic, in the video game world. Number 5, Jet Set Radio, which I have played and I do own, but not on Dreamcast. I have it on Xbox.
I've only seen people play Jet Set Radio. I've never played it.
They did a remaster or re-release on 360 and PS3, I think, at least 360. And I think they changed it a little bit. I don't know if there's like some licensing issues, but I don't know. This game looked stylish when I was a kid, and it always looked like something like, oh man, that's cool, I should play it. And when I finally did play it on Xbox, I was like, this game is not fun.
Also not an exclusive.
No. Well, at least initially it might have been, but eventually it did come to Xbox.
That's fair, yeah.
Number 4, oh man, maybe the game I have is not going to be on this list.
Uh-oh.
But I think it is. It's probably going to be 1 or 2. Number 4, Marvel vs. Capcom New Age of Heroes.
Okay, that sounds familiar.
And definitely never played this. I don't know if there's better versions of it on other consoles, but I'm sure people who are way into fighting games have some type of fondness for that.
Sure.
That version. And I've heard of number 3, never played any of these games, but I know people like them. Power Stone 2, I think that's also on other consoles. I don't think it's just on Dreamcast. Maybe this version is, who knows. But I thought there were other, like, is there not a Power Stone on GameCube? I thought there was a Power Stone on GameCube.
I don't think I've ever heard of Power Stone.
Well, I definitely heard of it, never played it, but I think it's a game a lot of people like. It's like a co-op or even like a game where you play against each other. Number 2, oh man, this is kind of close.
Uh-oh.
Like, this game right here, number 2 on the list, is a game that I would like to own. I can't remember if it got moved. Maybe it's the GameCube version of it. But it's outside of my budget. Skies of Arcadia.
Oh man, I want to say my cousins own Skies of Arcadia.
Yeah, it doesn't look so hot anymore, but it's definitely like RPGs for either the Dreamcast
I think they owned it on the GameCube, though, I do believe.
Yeah, I can't remember. I don't know which one's more expensive. It might be the GameCube one that's more expensive, but, like, if you want to get, like, a Dreamcast RPG or a GameCube RPG, that's
this is rare. The one.
Yeah, that's one of them. I think I've seen it in the wild, but it's always been too expensive for me. I mean, I could have bought it, but, like, I don't know. It just doesn't feel right paying that much for a game.
How much they want for it nowadays? A couple $100, probably?
Yeah, we can check. Check the little quick
Skies of Arcadia price charting.
There's Skies of Arcadia Legends. So Skies of Arcadia is 120 ish or above if you want the full version. Even like a loose version is way too much. It's now around $90.
Yeah, it's a lot.
The GameCube version also is like 170, 130 loose. Both of them, like in terms of like expensive games, that is not horrible, but it's still like way too much when I'm looking for a game.
Sure,
but
for what you're looking for. Absolutely.
I think the most I've spent on a game that was not brand new was like $80, and I regretted it. But I guess
same. Mine was Returnal.
Devil's Third was like in that $80 range, mm-hmm. And that would have been the time to get it, even though it was still too much, because now it's like stupid expensive. And Ralph, I wonder if he's got two copies of that. Maybe he just has one.
I know he at least has one.
Yeah, because I think, let's see, Devil's Third. Yeah, so Wii U Devil's Third is over $500.
Holy shit, buckets.
And the difference between new and complete is not that different. It says like $580 for new. But even like a loose price is almost $300, so that game is not great, but I mean, I should have bought it. Like, I don't know. I mean, I didn't really want to play it or like it, but I guess I should have bought it.
Should have just bit the bullet, spent the money to make the money.
I for sure thought Shenmue was going to be on this list.
Wow.
The IGN says, fuck Shenmue. And they have number one as Soul Calibur, which makes a lot of sense. People love that Soul Calibur game. I don't know if the original Soul Calibur made it to other consoles, but I know later Soul Caliburs definitely did. And I don't know if I've ever played it. I think I just watched people play it and always thought it looked cool. And I don't think I ever actually played Soul Calibur.
I feel like I played Soul Calibur 2 or 3, but I don't think I ever played the first one.
Yeah, at some point, Darth Vader made it. They had Kratos, one of them, I think.
Yeah, I think so. That sounds right. Yeah, I think Yoda was there. Was Yoda in one of them?
I think Yoda was in there, which is kind of weird, but Soul Calibur, like, kind of, it was a fighting game where some of the characters had weapons, but
was Jin in one of them?
Maybe.
Or Hayachi, maybe? I don't know.
Oh, yeah, I think so, yeah. Probably threw somebody into a volcano.
Absolutely. I mean, that's the only thing you do if you're from Tekken.
Throwing Wesker in a volcano.
And his two children, apparently.
But the Sega is so weird. Like, the Sega consoles and the Sega games, to me, are some of the strangest. Because when you go back and look at, like, their best games, most of those are, like, games I've never heard of or would never play. And the Dreamcast, a lot of these games I've heard of, but, like, it is, to me, like, that top 10 is not...
That's not a strong top 10.
No. But, I mean, a lot of them are well-regarded games, but, like, compared to, like, the PlayStation 2's top 10 or the GameCube's top 10.
I was
going to
say, yeah, any other console from that era's top 10, not even close.
So, like, yeah, a lot of the Saturday games that Ralph buys, like, I've never heard of, but...
We should ask Ralph to come up with his own top 10 list for Saturn games. To show IGN what a real top 10 list is for the Saturn.
I think on the whole, Ralph likes Nintendo more, but he definitely shows some respect for Sega, and it'd be interesting to see what he thought of like a Saturn top 10 or a Dreamcast top 10.
He's definitely not going around rocking a shirt that says Sega does what Nintendo don't, but he does appreciate some Sega games.
Yeah, for me, it feels like Sega didn't really hit its stride until it stopped making consoles. Like, Sega started pumping out games that I cared about more.
Yeah. They've been a better software developer than a video or a console developer.
Yeah, they still don't know what the fuck's going on with Sonic. But I mean, I don't think they're ever gonna know.
Yeah, based on that documentary, it doesn't sound like they knew what was going on with Sonic at all, and just hope that just hope that having the 16-bit character was gonna hold for forever, and it just didn't happen.
I mean, they tried to have him bang humans, and then they realized, whoa, this is pretty fucked up.
Yep, it's already weird that he has teeth. We probably shouldn't have him have sex with a human lady. Give me...
I'm going to bring that back at some point.
Give me a Sonic Leisure Suit game. Sonic the Leisure Suit Man.
Oh, man. I don't know. I feel like... I don't know. If they start doing that in the movies...
now we're talking.
Yeah, those movies are PG right now. Right?
For now, until they're rated X. Yeah.
I don't know. I'd say Sonic 3, I don't know. I mean, Jim Carrey will be the good guy if he starts banging women.
I would say, yeah, if you're going to do Sonic XXX, let's have a conversation. That's how we're getting Jim Carrey out of retirement.
Yep. Sonic Cross Triple X, Ice Cube, Vin Diesel, get him in the mix.
Yeah, reunited, and it's never felt better.
Did they make a third Triple X, or was it just a 2 Triple X?
No, they had the third one that was The Return of Xander Cage, which was Vin Diesel's return. I never watched it, though.
Whoa, Vin Diesel was in another Triple X movie?
Yeah, he went back for the third one.
What the fuck? How did I miss that?
I was like 16, 17?
Did he say the things I do for my country again in that one?
I don't remember.
Sonic should say that.
2017, Triple X, The Return of Xander Cage. Donnie Yen, Tony Jaa, Samuel Jackson, Ruby Rose.
We probably have talked about that on the podcast, and I just forgot it was a thing.
I mean, it made $346 million on a budget of 85. So it's definitely going to have it. There's definitely going to be another one.
Yeah, is Vin Diesel going to be in it? Or?
I would assume so. Why wouldn't he? He's in 10 fucking. Fast and Furious, so why not?
I feel like that's all he's got. He's got Fast and Furious and Triple X.
And Pitch Black.
And Riddick. Yeah, Riddick.
That's all he's got.
But, and I don't know if Riddick makes any money.
I think the budgets on Riddick are so small that it's got to make some money.
But Triple X was huge. I don't know if Ice Cube's Triple X was huge.
That first one, though, it was everywhere.
Yeah.
Du hast.
It can't be a good movie now. Du hast mich. Triple X.
It's got to be like it's probably going to feel like a knockoff John Wick, right?
Well, like you hear of like those, like I know they're coming out with another Top Gun movie, but like if you think back of those Top Guns, you still think of like whenever that came out, was it 80s?
Yeah.
Like an 80s classic. Like I feel like some of the 90s movies that were like big blockbusters are kind of more like embarrassing than maybe some of the ones in the 80s.
Sure, yeah, I could see that. A buddy asked me to...
Triple X, is that a classic?
Or no. I think Triple X is a forgotten about movie at this point. I don't think people remember that movie at all. You and me, maybe. Like
making like a Top Gun style Triple X movie in like 20 a years.
No, I don't think we're getting a return to Triple X in 20 years, unfortunately.
Yeah, well, I guess Triple X was in the 90s. That was early 2000s.
There's no real cult classics anymore. You know what I mean?
So I don't know, because yeah, like now I'm like. I definitely saw Triple X in theaters, but...
I think I did, too.
I don't think I would say I'm a Triple X fan.
I would say at the time and place, I wanted to see a movie, and that was it.
Yeah, well, dude, I remember going back to school after that summer, and everybody was all talking about Triple X.
High-flying, jumping off of bridges, Vin Diesel being a bad... Like I said, he was the prototype of John Wick.
Bad guy was all about anarchy, you know? It doesn't really make any sense.
Rammstein was noticed by people because Du Hast was in that dance club scene.
Yeah.
That was where their big break was Triple X.
I don't think they made a Triple X game, did they?
Oh, man, they might have. I don't know that they did, but I feel like they might have done something with Triple X in video game world.
There's BMX Triple X, but I think that was...
That's not the same thing, unfortunately. X. That'd be nice if that was... Just naked Vin Diesel flipping around with, I almost said Tony Gwynn, but that's not the bicycle dude's name.
Tony Gwynn, man, he'll hit a baseball. Yeah. He might hit a baseball naked.
It might, yeah. I'm trying to think of who the fuck, who's the BMX guy?
Matt Hoffman.
Matt Hoffman, that's one, yeah. Yep.
I don't know.
Like there's a Tony, but I could be wrong.
Tony Hawk, but...
That's probably what I'm thinking. I'm just retarded.
I don't know enough about. I know BMX got pretty big in like the late 90s, mid 90s.
Feels like skateboarding's on its way back. Like, I feel like it's getting more and more popular around this time frame at this point. So yeah. I don't know. It's just, yeah, everything that's old is new again, you know, if you wait around long enough. So
yeah,
that's how it goes.
But, Triple X. Yeah, well, sorry, Tom Cruise.
I really thought I was going to see Tom Cruise as Tony Stark in that multiverse movie, and it doesn't happen. So
he's probably older than Robert.
He definitely is. Yeah.
Yeah. So if they're replacing one old guy with an older guy, I don't know.
I mean, even for a movie, it would have been pretty cool to see, but yeah, it didn't happen, unfortunately. Yeah. So, all right. Well, that's a pin in this bad boy. Tight 90 minute show for you folks. We're going to get up out of here. Ralph probably be back next week, I would hope.
I'm sure he's got some Triple X knowledge.
Oh yeah. He probably has the movie known like back of his hand kind of thing. You know, he probably knows everything about it front and
he's
back.
He's probably seen
credits.
The Ice Cube one. I have not seen the Ice Cube
one. I feel like I saw the Ice Cube one, when it came out also, but, I don't remember much of it. So, all right, well, that's it. We'll be back next week. What are you going to be playing? What's your plan?
I'm probably going to try to finish Triangle Strategy. Okay. And then I put Horizon in my PS5, but I need to get back to that.
Yeah.
While I can, because it seems like not much is coming out.
It's getting a little slow before the summertime.
Yeah. I don't think there's a game I want to buy until like July, and that's like Xenoblade Chronicles 3. So
maybe we'll do, a couple weeks. Even maybe, you know, if Ralph can show up next week, maybe we'll try to look ahead to the end of the year and talk about some possible June predictions. I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah. Cause like we're going to be halfway through the year and I have a top two.
Yeah.
If I finish Triangle Strategy and Horizon, I could have top four, but
yeah, it's we'll take a look at what else is coming out for the rest of the year. I think maybe in the next couple of weeks. My plan is to check out some of these games that Ralph sent me. Yeah, probably check out some Triangle Strategy.
Heading your way.
Yeah, the kids will definitely be playing some Kirby, I think, and then Odin Sphere. And we'll go from there. But that's I showed him already.
All the games.
Yeah, all the games.
She knows Odin Sphere. She remembers that.
Yeah, she was around for those games, I think.
She was around for the PS4 version, at least.
At least that one, yeah, for sure. But I'll probably check out, I'll be playing some more Stranger of Paradise. I keep chugging along that with the boys, and I'll probably check out Odin Sphere next week sometime because I do want to see what that's all about. But all right, well, we'll get out of here, wrap up the show. Episode 97? That's in the books. We'll be back for 298 next week. For Ryan, I'm Derek. Have a good night. Level up.